Hey, I'd like to call a special meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen on Wednesday, July 17, 2024, to order at 6:02. Can we please rise for the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Newberg.
Here.
Ms. Petanici.
Here.
Ms. Fidomsky.
Here.
Ms. Berrios Perez.
Here.
Mr. Kurtica. Mr. Sill.
Here.
Mr. Chaparella.
Here.
Ms. Falchoni Smith. Ms. Falchoni Smith.
Here.
That's what here. I thought.
Okay.
Mr. Heyer.
He's excused.
Okay. The record should reflect you have 7 members present, so you have a quorum, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, adoption of the agenda. There's a special meeting, so there can't be any. Number 5, public portion. Oh.
Mr. Mayor, Mark Carfalo, town clerk, keeper of the records, sometimes master of the house. We'd like to ask the board to pause for a moment of silence. Since our last meeting, we lost 2 members of our community who served our city. One is retired Detective Sergeant of the Derby Police Department, Arthur Fredericks Jr., and also former chair of the Derby Housing Authority, Joseph Romano. So I'm going to ask the board to pause for a moment of silence to remember their service to the city. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak?
Mr. Mayor, Gino DiGiovanni, 77 8th Street, members of the board. I see on tonight's agenda that there is going to be a committee for the 350th anniversary. I just want to say that's great. I'm glad that we're getting it started and that there's many people in the community that would love to be involved. So hopefully once the committee gets together and they get their agendas together and which way we're going to go, that that the committee reaches out to the public, because I know there's a lot of people that want to get involved and make it successful. So with that, I thank you very much for doing that.
All right. Thank you, Gino. We are going to be probably adding some more people to this committee. So there's people out there that want to get involved. Please let us know. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Anybody else in the public like to speak? 3rd and final time. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is closed. Number 6, administrative and appointments. 6.1, approval of minutes. None for this meeting. 6.2, refund of taxes. Move to approve tax refunds in the amount of $78.36, dated July 15th, 2024. Do I have a motion? Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dave Chavarella. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. 6.4, I'm sorry, going ahead of myself here. 6.3, appointments to boards and commissions. 6.1, 3.1, 350th anniversary committee. Move to approve the appointment of the following members to the Derby 350th anniversary organizing committee: Christine Boulay, Donna Doherty, Mark Garfalo, James Gilday, Michael Kelleher, Alicia Monaco, Randall Ritter, Robin Smith, and I'm going to assume that's Jack Walsh. And Jack Walsh. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Anybody, Sarah, is there a second?
Second, Amy.
Second, Amy. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.4, mayor's report. So I only have a couple of things. One, the July 3rd fireworks was a huge success. Unfortunately, I was home with a stomach bug that night. I wasn't able to attend, but I heard some great, great things on the band, and the fried dough I hear was very, very good, Mr. Garfalo. And so I just makes you feel good that we put this together. A lot of help from Pam. Happy, Linda Fusco and Mark Garfalo were big parts of organizing that event. So I thank them and thank everybody who came out to enjoy that night. Second, the 350th anniversary committee, we put that together for the meeting. I'm very excited about that. Looking forward to working with everybody on that to make that a really spectacular event. So again, as I said previously, if there's other people that want to get involved in this committee, please contact the mayor's office and we will certainly get you involved. Other than that, that's all I have for tonight. Okay. Seven committee reports and recommendations. Community Relations Committee, there were no action. 7.2, Property and Development Committee. Amy?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. 7.2.1, Sterling Opera House Commission Ordinance. Move to adopt Sterling Opera House Commission Ordinance as recommended by the Property and Development Committee on May 23rd, 2004 and amended on June 27th, 2004.
Is that in the form of a motion?
Yes, it is.
Made by Amy. Is there a second?
Second
by Jessica. Second by Jessica. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. 7.3, Finance and Public Safety Committee. Sarah?
7.3.1, Opioid Settlement Funds Distribution. Move to allocate $10,000 of City of Derby Opioid Settlement Funds for the purchase of 170 Narcan nasal spray kits. And that's in the form of a motion. A
motion made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Ron. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Motion carries.
7.3.2, tax incentive application for the 33 Elizabeth Street, LLC, Joseph Ball. Move to recommend to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, to approve the tax incentive application for 33 Elizabeth Street, LLC, Joseph Ball, pending the execution of the appropriate documentation that reflects the level of abatement and other criteria of the tax and business incentive program. And that's in the form of a motion.
Thank you, Sarah. Is there a second?
Second, Amy.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
7.3.3, Voting Machine Mechanic Salary Increase. Move to approve a one-time wage adjustment as of July 1st, 2024, equivalent to the same wage adjustment as the City Hall Union Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement, 2.5%, for the voting machine mechanic. And that's in the form of a motion.
Thank you, sir. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Dave Chevarella. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8, new business. 8.1, use of Derby Green for backpack distribution. Move to authorize Yellow Brick Real Estate to utilize the Derby Green on Saturday, August 24th, 2024 from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. to conduct a backpack back-to-school supply distribution for Derby Middle School and Derby High School students. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second by Sarah. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.2, vendor permit application for Larry's Landing Ice Cream Trailer. Discussion and possible action on vendor permit application for Larry's Landing to operate an ice cream trailer at 285 Roosevelt Drive. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Jessica. Any discussion?
This is for the trailer, not the bins that are in the lot, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. 8.3, vendor permit application for My Mix Grill. Discussion and possible action on vendor permit application for My Mix Grill to operate a food trailer on City property, municipal parking lot, assessor map 8-3-1, located on Factory Street. Is there a motion?
Just before you make a motion, just a couple things. We're waiting on permission from the state to give that as well. Just the owners are aware of it. I mean, the operators of the food truck are aware of it. And also that this is a construction site, just for to understand, there's a map in there. I made a map for you to show where it is. It's on the municipal parking lot. And it's because they were displaced from the under the bridge because of that construction project. As you know, the lease was terminated between the state and the city and the VCOG. So for that project, so they were displaced, but the workers have a need for nourishment. And we had discussed it so that this would be once the stipulation would be that it be good until the construction is finished, because then obviously there'd be other construction there. So we don't want to have that be tied up.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Garfalo. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Made by Dave Chiarella. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Second, so does it need to be pending approval of, do we need to adjust it at all, or is it good as is? I'm sorry.
Pursuant to your ordinance, we can't issue the permit until there's a letter from the property owner. With the property owner is the city, so you're if you agree, you're obviously granting permission. But we've leased it to the state and to the contractor, so they have to give their blessing on that, so that it's something that they have not, that it's not going to be a disturbance to them. They have verbally committed to that. We're just waiting for the written. So.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Vote. Motion carries. Note for the record, 6:15, Alderman Kurtica is now on
in the house.
The meeting. Thank you. How are you, sir?
Good, sir.
Good. Okay. 9, old business, 9.1, easement reduction request, Theodore Cynthia Estwan, 43 Franklin Avenue. Discussion of possible action on request to reduce City of Derby easement at 43 Franklin Avenue.
Mr. Mayor, Attorney John Spimer for.
Hit the button. There you go.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Attorney John Spimer for the applicant, Cynthia and Ted Estwan. Our engineer is on the way. But if there are any non-engineering questions you need answered, I'll be happy to do that now. Or else, if there's any engineering questions, we can certainly wait for them. There is WPCA is meeting also, and their engineer, I believe it was sent to Mr. Garfalo. It's in the packet. He is recommending that WPCA approve the easement reduction. I think that everything has been set up before your board. I've sent to Attorney Bertola the description for the parcel to be released. It's certainly not a very magnified parcel. But if you would like to wait for the engineer to get here, in case there's any other engineering questions, we have no problem with that at all.
Any questions for Attorney Bonheimer?
Of course I do. Even though I'm late, sorry about that. So I have the letter here in front of me from Wesson and Sampson. That's our company here that we do business with. And I see it says that we recommend that the WPCA approve the easement reduction. I see that, right? But the line underneath that, the city, including Corporation Council and the Board of Aldermen, should address the need, if any, for financial considerations related to the reduction in easement area.
Well, a couple of things, Alderman Kurtica, that first of all, the amount of area is so small, it's virtually negligible for financial purposes. Second, Mr. Estwan is just going on to a disability now. He's no longer working. He's been a servant of the City of Derby for nearly 30 years. So as he said, should address, if any, I don't think there's any need for trying to determine how minuscule a contribution should be from such a small parcel.
I mean, that's up to me to decide. That's up to the Corporation Council and the rest of the board. So I don't know how to weigh in on that. It's not up to me. I'm just wondering.
Let me just say this. There's been no offer of compensation to the city. And as Corporation Council, I don't view it as my job to make a recommendation as to the value of this. It is a very insignificant parcel, and it doesn't affect the bulk of the easement that is left in control of the city. If you remember the map, it's just that little piece up on the left-hand corner. Right, John?
That's correct.
So at most, it's negligible. If you're interested in trying to set a value on that, I would rather than have me do that, because I couldn't tell you. You know, that's sort of outside the scope of my expertise. You could always ask your tax assessor to put a value as to an easement interest in that little, this little.
We've been before this board, and now there's a special meeting tomorrow. I mean, yeah. And there are some considerations with the lender that are putting the homeowners in very precarious positions. So I think that was just added in. I mean, I don't think that if you look at the amount of land that's being transferred, and he already owns the land. It's not as if you're selling the land. So I'd ask the board to if they please could move the matter tonight. And I don't think that there's any need for the Eswines to be making any negligible contribution to the city on the matter, especially when you consider what Mr. Eswine has. The contribution he's made to the city for 3 decades.
Hi. My name is Sarah. Nice to meet you. Thank you. My only question is, as far as the gas line is concerned, did we ever receive an actual letter?
The gas people have approved it. There's a number of things they want done, one of which is a subordination by the lender, and the lender's in a financial situation with the homeowner. So the hope is that the parcels will be sold, and then the lender will just be paid off, and will not be necessary with the, they have no objection to it, but they want the first mortgagee to subordinate on this, and because of the foreclosure action that's been brought, there's no agreement to any foreclosure. It doesn't affect the city at all, but they will go hand in hand with the situation once the property is resolved. So they don't need to be released.
Because you're going to pay the mortgage off.
That's right. If not, it will be foreclosed out, which is not a very enviable situation right now.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is that?
Somebody have to respond to Rachel.
Hello, is somebody speaking online?
Yes, this is Kim Shepherd, 14 Bonanto Drive. I don't know if I could speak at this time.
Yeah, you can't right now. I'm sorry. Not on this topic.
All right.
There might be some confusion, though, because they were able to speak at the public hearing part. You might just explain that this is different.
Yeah, so this meeting is different than the public hearing part that you spoke at. We had a public portion in the beginning of this meeting where people were able to talk then. So that's why we can't, public portion is now closed.
Okay, that I was not aware of that at the time. I thought it ran pretty much the same as the planning and zoning meeting.
Can't you open the never mind. You can open the public portion again, can't you?
So I was just informed there will be a public hearing tomorrow night on planning and zoning. So you'd be able to speak there if you wanted to. 7 o'clock on Zoom.
Okay. Very well. Thank you.
I just want, so we don't have anything from the gas company.
There is.
I know we did, like, talked about it last month, but I wasn't sure if there was.
Here are the documents they sent me, but because of the subrogation issue, we can't get it signed yet. But they, that has nothing to do with the city's situation, but they have approved the easement transfer. They just want these documents done. So it looks like they're not going to, because of the foreclosure, this is pending by the lender. The lender is not willing to sign the document now, but the lender, the property is going to be sold. All the property will be sold and the lender will be paid off.
And so if I can just follow up, and when the lender's paid off, there's no need for a subrogation, and therefore the consent you have
will be done. Yeah. I mean, they will sign the other documents. Yeah.
Any other discussion? Any action?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm confused as to what action we need to take. I think because it's been going on for a few meetings, and I've attended the P&Z meetings, which I thought would make things clearer, but I feel there's been so many ins and out in different maps. And is it a sewer line? Is it a gas line? I'm not sure what the correct action to take now is. Or
I would
defer, or like the way to, you know.
Corporation Knowledge of Control, and I think we was, well.
And I don't know if anybody else has questions or.
Well, I mean, you're being asked to vote on and to do by resolution or motion an easement reduction, and you have in your packet a property description for the easement reduction. So if you choose to go forward tonight, if you're comfortable going forward tonight, you could move to approve a reduction in the easement, utility easement at 43 Franklin Avenue, Derby, Connecticut, in accordance with this property description. If you want to do this tonight, you could do that. And I leave it up to you. But that's what you're being asked to do. You're being asked to reduce the overall easement by carving out this piece. Is that correct, Attorney Spahn?
That's correct. We consider it the de minimis portion of the parcel, but it does need to be done. And we are in sort, to be honest with you, I enjoy coming back here, to be honest with you. It's a great board to address. I enjoy the people, and it brings back many memories of years gone by. I'm really asking if at all possible you can see to make the determination tonight, because it just puts us one step closer to dealing with the foreclosing party. And we have to go from here to still the planning and zoning. And then we still have to deal with the foreclosing party, which we can't deal with in that until we get this straightened out. So I certainly think someone the family's been there for 30 years. They've been great citizens in the city. And I think that, it doesn't hurt the city one iota for what they're requesting.
What's the pleasure of the board?
I'll make a motion, referring to what the attorney Batula said. I'll make that in the form of a motion.
Motion made by Ron Sill, seconded by Dave Chevrolet.
So that I can be clear on this, it is a motion to reduce the city utility easement at 43 Franklin Avenue in accordance with the legal description that is set out in 9.1 of the agenda packet. That would be the motion.
Very good, right? Yep.
Very good, Ron. Dave, good?
Yep.
Any other discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Mayor, members of the board, Corporation Council, and every and a sincere thank you.
Good luck, Attorney Sponheim.
Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow night.
Okay, number 10, executive session, City of Derby versus 17 Crescent Street, LLC, 1725 Crescent Street, and trash recycling, transfer station bid, attorney-client privilege communication. Do I have a motion to go into executive session and invite Corporation Counsel and Chief of Staff Linda Fusco?
So moved.
Anybody? Second, George? Sarah.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And if I could just note for the minutes, the basis on the trash recycling transfer station bid executive session is an attorney-client privilege communication under section 1-210 of the Connecticut General Statutes, so that it is otherwise exempt from disclosure. That's the basis.
Thank you, sir. Okay, motion to come out of executive session at 7:06. Motion?
So
made by Amy. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Number 11, regular session action from executive session. Sir?
No action on either item.
Okay, no action. Wow, since Ronnie is gone, who's going to take over number 12?
Arthur,
go ahead.
I move we adjourn. Is that what we do?
Yeah.
Second, Amy second. All in favor?
Aye.
7:05.
It's good seeing you all.
Yes.
Just email.
I'm going to